AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio briefed members of the Senate about the swift escalation of military force and deadly boat strikes in international waters near Venezuela.
This has been a highly successful mission that's ongoing and continued.
Hegseth says unedited videos will be shown to lawmakers.
It is the 22nd bipartisan briefing we've had on a highly successful mission to counter designated terrorist organizations, cartels, bringing weapons meaning drugs, to the American people and poisoning the American people for far too long. So we're proud of what we're doing, able to lay it out very directly to these senators.
A military strike in September killed two survivors of an initial attack on a boat allegedly carrying cocaine. Legal experts say it could have been a war crime or murder. Rubio did not mention the boat strikes directly during his public remarks. In Rhode Island, the search for a suspect intensifies in the Brown University shooting.
Additional police have been sent to Providence schools to reassure worried parents that their kids will be safe, with the Brown University shooter on the loose, and no indication yet that investigators have zeroed in on a specific suspect in the weekend attack. Authorities released several new videos of the man suspected in the mass shooting inside of a Brown classroom, which killed two students and wounded nine others. At a news conference Monday night, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ted Docks said investigators are seeking the public's help in finding the suspect.
The FBI is now offering a reward of $50,000 for information that could lead to the identification, the arrest, and the conviction of the individual responsible, who we believe to be armed and dangerous.
In the five videos authorities released of the suspect, he's wearing a mask or his face was turned. I'm Haya Panjwani.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is criticizing Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A Customs and Border Protection officer fires a gun in a dispute with a driver.
An apparent road rage incident near JFK Airport leads to shots being fired by a Customs and Border Protection officer from one car at someone from a second vehicle, which fled the scene following what's said to be an altercation. The Port Authority police say the early morning incident is under investigation. It took place Tuesday, temporarily shutting down parts of the Van Wyck Express, closing an exit ramp to Kennedy Airport and snarling traffic. The CBP officer told police he fired his duty weapon several times during the altercation in self-defense. Julie Walker, New York.
Indiana's Kurt Cignetti exceeded expectations again this season, and it earned him a second consecutive honor as the AP Coach of the Year in college football. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.